My name is Andrea Patiño, and I am a senior at Duke. I'm from Bogota, Colombia. I lived at back home in Colombia for 17 years, and then at 17, I moved to Norway for 2 years. I finished high school there in a really, really tiny town called Flekke. And then I went back home for a year, a gap year before college, and then I've been at Duke ever since. I really like the area. I've learned to really love the Triangle area. And I think slowly I've explored Durham and Chapel Hill and Raleigh a little less, but still, and Carrboro, and realize what a rich community it is. At Duke, I've been engaged in the alternative fall and spring breaks in Florida, where we work with undocumented immigrants and farmers, sort of debating all those issues and living with them and trying to understand a little bit more what's behind the whole, discussion about immigration. I wish I could vote. I really wish I could vote, but I mean, it feels like I can get rid of all the annoying people who are like campaigning for candidates, but I definitely do wish I could vote. It's a very empowering thing to do, and you do feel like you're doing something, and especially now with the whole Amendment 1, situation going on. And it's gonna have really important impact, a very important impact on people's lives. So I wish I could definitely do it, but I can't.
My name is Nuseiba Kofernaisa, and I am from Tallahassee, Florida. I voted against Amendment 1 as a registered North Carolina voter. It's interesting because when I was casting my ballot, or like afterwards when I was thinking about it, I was in this really weird, deep reflection state. I started thinking about sort of what made me vote the way that I did. And I realized that a lot of it comes from sort of the context that I find myself in. So I've been at Duke University for 4 years now. I'm graduating in 2 weeks, and I think about the classes that I've had, the friends that I've met, the conversations I've been in, and I feel like all of that sort of comes together and it represents itself in a simple ballot, like in signing that form or in filling in a simple bubble. It honestly felt like I was taking all of these experiences that I've had, or all of these insights or opinions that I've had, and they were just sort of molded together into that one little black circle. And so when I think about Andrea, I think about other people who sort of inhabit the same environment that I do, and who have a lot of shared experiences with me, but who simply can't cast a vote. It's strange. It makes me think. It makes me think about my pride or my privilege. It makes me think about sort of the blessing of living in a place like here. I'm getting ready to move to Nigeria for a gap year before graduate school. And it's definitely a mental process and preparation for moving to Nigeria. And I think voting 2 weeks ago was one thing that really got me thinking about the future steps that I'm going to do in moving to Northern Nigeria, where things aren't as transparent, or simply voting is a huge ordeal. Like, I happened to be walking down the plaza. I saw signs everywhere that said, "Vote today, vote today, vote against Amendment 1." There was like a rally on the plaza. And I simply walked a couple of feet, or like a few feet, and everything was sort of set up for me to vote, and that doesn't happen everywhere. And even the ability to vote and like what that means as a citizen doesn't happen anywhere either.